Welcome back, everybody. Maples Pavilion, Palo Alto, California, the site, Nebraska, for the first time since 1990, playing Stanford on the road at Stanford. But let's visit with a huge Nebraska volleyball fan, Chancellor Ronnie Green, Chancellor of University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Chancellor, you have a lot of other duties, but you are a huge volleyball fan. Nebraska 6-1 after stubbing its toe on Saturday night. How do you think the season's gone so far?
Well, it's been fun to watch already, JB. You know, there's so much talent on this team and so many talented freshmen on top of the talent that we had returning. And been to see most of the matches so far already this year. Jane and I had great seats to watch at Creighton at CHI last week and see that sweep was wonderful, and to see the poise that these freshmen are playing with. It's just phenomenal to watch. And yeah, last Saturday we had a little bit of a letdown at Utah or with Utah, but great to be playing Stanford again. You know, 2 years ago we had them here, and now the return there to anytime you play Stanford is a great match. So looking forward to a great outcome tonight.
And Chancellor Ronnie Green, we have learned a new acronym. It's always fun to learn new acronyms. This one is NIL. Name, image, and likeness. The university portrays itself as a real leader already in this field. How satisfied, how gratified are you with the progress, the program, the university is making?
Well, it's a fair amount of change happening in collegiate athletics right now, and one of the lead of that is the idea of name, image, and likeness, and the ability for student athletes to monetize their own personal brand associated with being a student athlete. Just went into effect and became available July 1 of this year. So we're very much in the early stages of the rollout of NIL nationally. We've been a leader already in that regard at the University of Nebraska leading up to the launch of NIL this year. Our state here passed legislation unicameral a little over a year ago in this area to make that legal in Nebraska. And then we've been working very closely with Open Doors and with our College of Business in preparing our student athletes to understand NIL and to be able to understand how to take advantage of that. So all of our incoming Husker student athletes have had an introduction to tools and resources available that's meant to maximize their experience with NIL. We've covered topics with them, including assessing their own personal strengths through the Clifton Strengths Institute in our College of Business, building their own brand on social media, communication and networking that's required, campus resources available to help them understand all of these things, financial literacy associated with running a business like this for them. Athletic Life Skills has also had programming that has integrated NIL topics for student athletes into a four-year kind of tiered programming for them. And then our institution, specifically the College of Business, has worked hard to provide literacy in this area. We have actually a set of pop-up courses that have been developed and are being implemented starting in October on campus. One in business administration, it's around strengths and the understanding of strengths and investing in strengths. With Dr. Tim Hodges of the Clifton Strengths Institute in management, pitching yourself and ideas. With Sam Nelson, who's the director of our Center for Entrepreneurship in the College of Business, and then over in the J School in Journalism and Mass Communications, branding and the understanding of branding yourself in today's market, taught by Dr. Frocky Hockman, who herself was a student athlete, a tennis player here at Nebraska, and now on our faculty in the School of Journalism. Our law students have been assisting our student athletes with setting up limited liability corporations for them as businesses in this area. And our College of Business has a set of NIL advisors working with students to help them understand this landscape as well. And then Open Doors here in Lincoln, and of course a outgrowth of Husker Athletics itself with Blake and Adi, are working in this area, a leader in this area nationally. We established a relationship with them early on in this process, well over a year ago, that are working with our student athletes as well. So just Exciting change in the landscape, but I'm really happy for our student athletes that they have this opportunity to develop their own business skills in this way with the rollout of name, image, and likeness.
All skills and knowledge they can use long after their days of playing are finished here at the university. That's the Chancellor, Ronnie Green. We've got the head coach, John Cook, and we come right back. Nebraska getting ready to play the Stanford Cardinal. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Big Red Volleyball.